When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
DSM presents the Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, the Tim Weisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Not a happy one for me. Today's starting off terribly already. Computer's not working. Running behind. Today sucks. I'm going home. See you later. But it's only going to get worse. It's going to get hotter. It's going to get muggier. We'll get through it together. Hope that you had a great weekend. I did. I actually did a lot this weekend for somebody who usually stays indoors most of the time. On Saturday, I went to the RPRC Fest, which was happening down at the Feast Grounds, the Madeira Field. It was the first ever kind of punk rock festival in New Bedford. Some hardcore bands, some emo bands. I mean, it was certainly a variety of musical genres and a lot of great musical acts all brought together. And it was, like I said, the first of its kind, hopefully the first of an annual tradition. The crowd was pretty good. I'm sure that they were expecting a larger crowd or hoping for a larger crowd, but it was a very relaxed vibe. It was certainly one of the most chill concerts I've ever been to. Everybody was in a good mood. Nobody seemed to be overly intoxicated, despite the fact that the drinks were very affordable. $5 for a beer, $7 for a little fancier beer, but you know, you could get a butter, a Bud Light for $5. They were selling Madeira wine, $4 for a small, $8 for a large. They had burgers and fries. The most expensive food was $6 for a linguica patty, $5 for a cheeseburger, $4 for a hamburger, $3 for fries. So really affordable prices for going to a concert. And then, of course, they had all the bands had tables set up where they were selling their merch. There were some vendors there. A really great time. And they had security because this was a ticketed event. They had security that you had to go through to get in. Super easy. I mean, I think because of the fact that it wasn't, you know, I won't say it was not well attended, but because of the fact that it wasn't an overwhelming attendance, you're able to walk right in, They wanded you, had you empty your pockets, checked your ID, gave you a bracelet so you could drink. Super easy. Very relaxed. And you could go in and out. So if you wanted to leave and go get something to eat somewhere else and come back, you could do that. I actually left for a little while and then came back in the late afternoon. I just wanted to charge my phone. I had killed my phone and my backup charger taking photos so I could write up a story. And I said, I'm going to go charge it for a little bit and then I'll come back in. And it was a perfect day weather-wise. So hopefully it's the first of many years of doing that. And hopefully there'll be other similar festivals that go on. I heard that for Get the Let Out on Friday night, which was brought in by the Zyterian, I heard that got a crowd of about 600 people. So that's very good for, you know, this new format of bringing it to the Madera Field. So this could be, even when the Zyterian is back in a couple of years and fully renovated, you might see them continue to do some stuff over there to have some of that outdoor experience. So if you get a chance to go to something over there, I recommend it. It's a little bit different feel than the feast. You know, first of all, a lot more laid back. The bands, for the most part, played half-hour sets, and they had the two stages running, so as soon as one would stop, the other one would start, and then the other one would start. So they would go back and forth from 11 a.m. until the headlining act, which was New Bedford's own A Wilhelm Scream, went on at 9:30. I think they might have actually started a few minutes early. And then by 10:30, everybody was on their way out. So again, if you get the chance to experience something like that down there, take advantage of it. I'm glad that the club has started to open up the feast grounds for other events, because it really is a unique venue that could be used for a lot more, and that can help them with their fundraising efforts. The way that somebody was explaining it to me, and I don't know if this is true, this was not a person that was a representative of the Railroad Park Recording Company, it was just somebody who works there, but they were telling me that it was, you know, the promoter got the money from the door minus the rental fee for the facility, and the club made all the money on concessions. So for a day that would normally have nothing rolling in, and for something that is staffed by people who are volunteers, it's worth it for them to open up and sell some food and sell some beer and sell some Madeira wine. I don't know how they paid all the bands. I don't know if they paid all the bands, but they certainly had great entertainment throughout the course of the day. And I could see other similar festivals, you know, for different genres of music. I know they had the country event before. But there's a lot that you could do with that setup, having two stages like that, being able to go back and forth. I'm paying attention to all the nuances of things. Like, I noticed that a lot of the bands were just plugging into the house equipment as opposed to, you know, changing out with their own setup. And they didn't really have time to sound check in between a lot. You'd hear them a little bit. But there were times when even on stage, they would be like asking for more in the monitor or asking for the vocals to be turned up in the mix. But that's okay. Did not distract from the show. And for me, it made it pretty interesting. So if you went, let me know what you thought. 508-996-0500. I'd say you can app chat me, but I can't get my computer to turn on. The power's on. The screen is blank. I'm going to just turn it off and wait. And then also, yesterday being Father's Day, I hope all the dads had a nice day for themselves. I hope that you got a chance to do what it is that you wanted to do. I worked in the morning, wrote a couple of stories, edited a couple of stories, worked on another story that I'll have later on today if I can get my computer working. And I then I cooked my dinner. So I went to the butcher shop on Friday. I had to go break down the setup from Chris McCarthy's broadcast of, at the Bristol County Celebration of Seniors. And on the way back, I said, I'm going to stop at the butcher shop and get myself something special for Father's Day dinner. So I went in, I got some delicious octopus that I ate for dinner and lunch Friday. Probably the best octopus I've had in the city. And then I got myself a tomahawk steak. After hearing Eric talk about it for weeks and weeks and weeks, I got a tomahawk, brought it home. I was supposed to cook it up Friday night, but I got wrapped up in the Celtics game, getting ready for the Celtics game, and then watching that disaster of a Celtics game. We'll get into tonight's game in a little bit, but then Saturday, of course, I was at the festival all day, so it wasn't until Sunday that I got to actually cook it. And to be honest with you, I didn't do it as properly as I should have. I didn't season it hours ahead of time and over-season it because I was afraid of making it too salty. But it came out perfectly fine. And then I didn't let it sit for 2 or 3 hours before I put it on the grill. It only sat for about an hour. Cooked it all up, sliced it up. It was fantastic. And by the time I was done cooking it and I had a potato and some corn on the cob with it, I only had about, you know, 4 or 5 slices off of it, which means I'll be eating this thing for the rest of the week. So it's, if you are going to get one, if you've been thinking about getting one, it's worth it. It was huge. I didn't expect it to be as big as it was. And it only took maybe like 90 minutes to cook the whole thing. I started it off on the grill, thought I had a good, I don't have a meat thermometer. That's probably my, part of my problem. And by the time I thought that it was done, I brought it in, let it sit. It wasn't cooked quite all the way through. So then I put it on a frying pan just to kind of finish it off. I don't know that it's something that I'll do again. But it was definitely worth it. I mean, if I had, you know, more people there to help me eat it. So I did mention that tonight the Celtics will host the Mavericks in Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Hopefully, this is the night that the Celtics get it done because Friday night did not look good. But I figured the Celtics would lose a game in this series. I didn't think it would be as big of an egg that would be laid as it was Friday, but I guess the advantage now is that the Celtics can clinch the title at home. They're certainly not going to come out and play as bad as they did Friday. And I think that there was a combination of the Mavericks fighting off elimination and the Celtics not quite ready for what the Mavs were going to bring. So we'll see what happens in tonight's game. Going to have to stay up a little bit late on a school night to hopefully celebrate a championship. And of course, this week is going to get excessively warm. It'll be a little bit cooler here on the coast, but it's still going to be, you know, getting up into the 80s with high humidity as this heat dome effect is coming in. So make sure that you have your air conditioners in and ready to go. Make sure you have a place where you can go to cool off if you don't have air conditioning. Make sure that you drink plenty of water and stay hydrated. And most importantly, stay indoors if you don't have to be outside. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
How you doing?
Good morning.
Good. I'm already out. I just got off the Fairhaven Bridge. I'm meeting a woman over here near Walmart. We usually park our cars up here. If we head down to Scarlet Connector, that's where she wants to go. Now, this lady walked with me a few times last year. She's okay. She doesn't talk too much about being sick or anything. I don't have to hear that. Now, I did hear you talking about the heat, and I'll tell you, it gets very hard for me in the summer when we get sometimes 3 or 4 days of humidity with the high heat. It's awful. So usually I have to try to do something else, like go to a store somewhere and walk around in the store. But I still don't have a compressor for my AC in my car, so I got to drive in the heat. And you know it can get pretty uncomfortable in the car when you don't have no AC.
Oh, yeah. I don't have it, so I know.
Oh, you don't have? Oh.
Nah, mine's been broken for a couple of years.
Well, I guess you won't stay in your car very long like me. If I'm going out in the summer for food, I go very early before that sun is high in the sky, and I get my stuff home. And what I do by then is I try to do, if I'm stuck like that, inside the building, we have 11 floors. The problem is there is no ventilation in them hallways. There's no AC in the hallways. They only have the AC down in the lobby, in that first floor. When you come in that main entrance in the lobby, they have it there and in the offices where they work. But once you get into that elevator, there's nothing. And you have a lot of seniors that are in their 80s and pushing 90, and in the summer with the humidity, they're waiting for an elevator. And even then, when it finally comes, there's like 7 or 8 people cramped into it. So you risk your life getting in there because they're breathing all over you. They're all crunched up like sardines. I don't understand why they can't do something about that. It's really dangerous over there. A lot of the visiting nurses and CNAs, they complain too in the summer when you're in the hallway waiting and you happen to see one of the nurses and we start talking about it, and they find it just horrible.
So
we've complained many times to the Board of Health and everything, and they get after the place, but nothing's ever really done.
Is it that they don't have the air conditioning in those halls, or is it that it needs to be repaired?
All right. All I can say is this. My mother was there for 20 years. When she first moved in, people used to open their doors a little because there was some kind of a cooling system going on in there, and they got mad when they seen these doors open. They were making it real hard for us. We started to open the doors. My mother was opening her door, sometimes 2 or 3 in the morning, risking that someone could come walk into your house, too. But it gets pretty stifling in there. The apartments are pretty small. And when you don't have any, I mean, if you have an AC in your apartment, yeah, my mother never had one. A lot of people there cannot afford it because at Melville Towers, you have to get a special AC that fits into a sleeve in the wall. They have been evicting people that go out and buy little portable ones. They say, nope, you're not going to do that. That's dangerous. You're not going to be sticking that little vent hose thing, whatever, out the window. You're not going to be doing that. So a lot of people, you risk getting thrown out for that. And you can use a fan, but all the fan does is it blows the hot air around the apartment. It doesn't cool it off. And even then, I have an air conditioner. It took me 3 years to buy. That's how expensive they are. And when you turn it on, if you're lucky to have one, you turn it on, and it does cool off the living room area, maybe a little of the little kitchenette there, but it never gets into your bedroom. So we have to put a fan in addition and aim it so that when the cool air comes through the living room, it goes into your room a little bit. So it's kind of hard with that, too. But they had something going on over 20, 22 years ago. My mother was there, and then they stopped it. Now, they have these two big vents on the wall in the hallway. At the end of each hall, there's a big venting thing on the wall. And way up on the upper floors, like when I'm walking the floors and I end up on the 10th, 11th floor, I can feel some kind of ventilation coming out of there from the outside. It doesn't cool anything, maybe a little. You feel better being up that high because the heat on the upper floors is dangerous to people.
Well, it sounds to me like the vents just need to, the ducts need some work. Maybe somebody listening can volunteer to come by and take a look.
Maybe, because I'm telling you, people get more sick in the summer in that building than anywhere else. Gee, thanks for the time. I'm glad you enjoyed that tomahawk. You know, I never saw one. That's a giant.
Yeah, it was way bigger than I should have gotten. When Eric held it up, I should have said, do you have anything smaller? But my eyes just lit up saying, I cannot wait to dive into that.
I was going to say something like, really? Are you going to eat that? I'll help you. But it was cut. When I saw you hold it up, I said, oh, my God, is he kidding? I thought you were having a party or something.
One of the most delicious pieces of meat I've ever had in my life,
I bet. I'm going to have to get... Do they have any smaller ones? Because I'm not buying something like that.
I'm not sure. You'd have to call over there and ask, but... I certainly would recommend, you know, if you ever have anything to celebrate with multiple people, get one. If it's just you, I don't know, because it's going to take me days and days to finish all of that.
I said that to myself. There's no way I said that. Yeah, he's not going to eat that in one day.
You know what's funny though is
that's what matters.
Outside of the bone, it's not a lot of meat. I mean, it's really thick, but it's not like it's you know, I'd say it's the equivalent of maybe three steaks. There's a lot of fat on the outside edge.
And that's what I want.
Yeah, so what I did is I like to make it really nice and crispy. You know, kind of blackened, and it was, oh my God, perfect.
Now
I was actually eating the fat off of it before I was eating the meat.
Oh boy. Did you take your bike out lately? No bike?
No, I think I got it out last week for a little while, but for the most part, I've been just going over to the gym instead.
Well, pretty soon, I don't think you're going to be riding that in the heat, because we're supposed to have something coming.
No, not this week. It's going to be hot and humid all week long. I'll go to the gym, and then we'll see how I feel in there.
So what are my chances for walking tomorrow?
Go early, as long as you go early. And then then overnight, it'll be warm and muggy overnight the rest of the week.
Well, thank you for the info.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Have a great day. Thanks for the half an hour.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, I got to take a break. We will be right back. And we will be taking more of your phone calls at 508-996-0500. I can take your app chat messages and open line voicemails now because I got my computer running. Nothing is scarier to somebody who is dependent on technology to do their job than to have your computer not work. And I don't have another computer that I can use. So, because this is a company computer and this is what gets into all the company stuff. So panic had set in. I can't do my job today. I can talk on the radio for 3 hours, but then everything else I can't do. But thankfully, it's now working. Maybe it knows it's going to be hot today, and it's like, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to give up. Well, computer, it's only going to get worse this week until the weekend. All right, it is time now to go into the newsroom and get all of the headlines of the day and your forecast from Phil Devitt.
The first presidential debate is coming with new rules. A senator leads the charge to ban bump stocks again. And no one's amused after a theme park ride leaves people dangling in midair.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Both the Biden and Trump campaigns are agreeing to the new rules for the first presidential debate of 2024. CNN announced Sunday both candidates have agreed to rules that state their microphones will be turned off during the 90-minute debate, except when it's each candidate's turn to speak. There will also be no studio audience. The debate takes place June 27th in Atlanta. New York Senator Chuck Schumer says he's going to push Congress this week to restore a ban on bump stocks. Schumer argues that bump stocks causes gun-related tragedies across the U.S. and are risks to public safety. The bump stock allows a semi-automatic weapon to fire quicker. The Trump administration banned bump stocks following the deadly 2017 Las Vegas mass shooting. However, the Supreme Court on Friday ruled that the federal ban on bump stocks is unlawful. Maryland Governor Wes Moore planning to issue pardons for over 175,000 marijuana convictions today. Tammy Trujillo with the details.
Moore said in an interview with the Washington Post that it would be a step to heal decades of social and economic injustice that disproportionately harmed people of color. The pardons will mark one of the country's largest clemency acts involving marijuana. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Jordan's foreign ministry says 14 Jordanians died during the annual Muslim Hajj pilgrimage in Mecca, Saudi Arabia. In a statement on Sunday, the foreign ministry said that another 17 Jordanians are unaccounted for. Heat stroke is being blamed for at least 6 of the deaths, according to the statement. The FAA is investigating how potentially substandard titanium sold using fake documents ended up in commercial jets. Caroline Malone reports.
The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration said on Friday it's looking into allegations from Spirit AeroSystems, which makes fuselages for major aviation companies. They've said paperwork for titanium from a Chinese company was falsified. Titanium is used on the Boeing 787 Dreamliner passenger entry and cargo doors and connections to the engine frame, and on a heat shield protecting connections around the engine of the 737 MAX and A220. Caroline Malone, Washington.
And dozens of people are back safe on the ground after being left dangling upside down 50 feet in the air from an Oregon amusement ride. Officials at Oaks Amusement Park in Portland say the Atmosphere ride, which spins people around high in the air, got stuck at its highest point on Saturday afternoon, leaving 28 riders hanging upside down for about half an hour. First responders were called in and worked with park staff members to lower the riders safely to the ground.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox beat the Yankees last night 9-3. Next up, game with the Blue Jays in Toronto tonight at 7. And it's NBA Finals Game 5. Celtics and the Mavericks in Boston tonight at 8:30. Celtics lead the series 3-1.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast. Brought to you by C Street.
We'll see tons of sunshine for your forecast for today. Temperatures are going to top out around 78 along the South Coast. For tonight, you can expect partly cloudy skies, a low near 64. And for Tuesday, look for lots of sunshine with a high closer to 82. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Recently reunited last week as they were inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. They got up on stage and played that song together. The first REM performance in 17 years. And I believe their first time with Bill Berry on drums since 1997. Although I think he's done some... Didn't he do some pop-up stuff with them after that? Anyway, he hasn't been a regular member since 1997. When he suffered the aneurysm, but the band retired, and now there's rumors that they may come back for a reunion tour. So I don't know. I mean, if you're REM, what does that consist of? Is that going out and playing Xfinity Center? Is that going out and playing TD Garden? Is that going out and playing small venues? What would an REM reunion tour look like these days? I saw them on the Monster Tour. Still my favorite REM album. And it was a fantastic show. But that was 25 years ago. More. Probably about 27, 28. Wow. But it was a great performance. I watched it online a couple times. Very, very sharp and crisp, considering the fact that they haven't played together in years. Almost two decades. So if you are a concert fan, if you are a music fan, and you love to go and see live shows, this is the summer for you, because we're giving away tickets to all kinds of concerts this summer and into the fall. And you had the opportunity last week to win Third Eye Blind tickets. Congratulations to everybody who won. You should have heard from Casey by Friday afternoon. And definitely get those forms signed and returned to her if you haven't already, because she can just send you those tickets directly. But right now, if you go to WBSM.com and the WBSM app, all this week we are giving away tickets to see Janet Jackson at TD Garden on Friday, June 28th. So the end of this month, you have the opportunity to see a true legend in the music business, Janet Jackson, performing at TD Garden with special guest Nelly. So you think it's getting hot in here this week? It's going to get even hotter when Nelly's in town on June 28th. So if you would like to enter to win tickets, just go to WBSM.com or the WBSM app. Fill out the form and you are entered to win. And then we will draw winners each day all this week. Again, Casey will let you know if you're the winner. She'll send you an email. You can sign virtually and she will send you your tickets. You don't even need to come down to the station. And you could be on your way to seeing Janet Jackson performing all of her hits at TD Garden on June 28th. This is a big, big show. I never got the chance to see either Janet or Michael in concert. I thought about getting tickets to this one because Janet has so many songs I would love to hear live. I think Love Will Never Do Without You is probably my favorite Janet Jackson song. That whole Rhythm Nation album, fantastic. But she's got four decades worth of hits. And of course, Tim's tickets are brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, located on Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. The home of the Purple Dot, so you can try it before you buy it. And where I get all of my drinks that I have, which Friday night, I might have cursed the Celtics Friday night. It might have been my fault because I posted a photo on social media with my Dark Arts bourbon, I'm sorry, my Dark Arts rye on one side and my Wilderness whiskey on the other. And by the way, they had a pop-up tasting event on Saturday for Dark Arts. So if you missed it because you don't follow Stevie's Wine and Spirits on Instagram and Facebook, well, you're going to want to go do that now. I was standing there at the music festival saying, oh my God, Dark Arts, I love it. I want to go, but I also don't want to leave. But I posted the photo saying, which one should I drink when the Celtics clinch the championship tonight? I think I used the word if, but still, I might have cursed it. And I also didn't wait for the Celtics to clinch a championship to dive in because I needed a drink after they came out playing. And speaking of basketball, I'm going to have a story for you later on today that will, it's an honor well-deserved for a local basketball legend, but also with a bit of a twist. So I'm hoping that when I have the interview with this legend later on today, that he'll let me record it and I can play it on the show tomorrow, but we'll certainly have the story up later on today at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Right now, though, I'm going to take a break and we'll be back in just a few moments. You won't be having to wait on a sunny day this week. You're going to have sunny days until the weekend. So we're going to have a lot of sunny days coming your way. Hot and humid days, too. And you heard the commercial there for the Bruce and the USA tribute show coming to the PPAC. We also have tickets to that that we are giving away this week. So if you go to WBSM.com and the app, you can enter to win those as well. See, we're going to have all kinds of giveaways this week, this summer, sometimes more than one at the same time. So if you want to go to see Bruce in the USA, there's a link there to buy tickets, or you can enter to win at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Let's go to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. What's going on?
How you doing?
Not bad, man. Interesting weekend in the Twitterverse. And what I thought was pretty interesting anyways. So I guess the House of Representatives down in D.C. decided to pass the Selective Service Automation Bill. And everybody, mostly Trump supporters, decided to absolutely lose their minds thinking we're going into World War III and they're instituting the draft. Because they don't think it has ever been a felony to not sign up for Selective Service in the past. They think this is a new thing. All the new bill did was they automated it. So now we don't have to go in to the local town hall or when you get your driver's license or when you register to vote and sign up for Selective Service when you turn 18.
Yeah, I think I got a card in the mail when I turned 18 to fill out.
Yep. So now they automated it. Now you just automatically registered into Selective Service. So it kind of just streamlined it, you know, back, you know, like we're in the 21st century, amazingly. But everybody, I mean, I'm talking high-profile media accounts that are just running with this thing that all of a sudden the House of Representatives is automatically signing everybody up for the draft. And that it's a felon. And people are saying, I'll go to jail before I ever fight for this country. All kinds of stuff. Craziness. I'm like, all they did was automate it. You always had to, by law, sign up for Selective Service. And it's always been a felony if you didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these, there's so many ignorant people of, like, the basic civic process out there that it's astonishing. And unfortunately, things like the social media just exasperate it. And then just the rumors just spread like wildfire all over the place.
And one
of the funniest things. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, let's not forget, we fought two wars for like 20 years without ever instituting a draft. So it's not like it's ever going to come back.
Right, exactly. And I think public sentiment won't let it happen either.
Right.
They kind of learned their lesson back in Vietnam. The other thing was, the people that, you know, the Trump supporters or the far right or the Republican base, they in the media, the right-leaning media, never mention, they always said the House passed, the House of Representatives passed. They never mentioned that it was every single Republican that passed this. They never mentioned that. And they do it the opposite way. They say Democrat-led House did this. And when it's something bad. And then when it's a Republican House that does it, they just say, oh, the House of Representatives. They omit everything. They talk about, you know, fake news. They talk about the slant. Slant goes both ways. And these media heads out there will omit the fact that the majority of Republicans passed this bill. And the majority of Democrats actually voted against it, which I think is ridiculous also. Because it was part of the overall NDAA. For the National Defense Authorization Act that was put into that. But I just thought it was absolutely wild that there's so many people out there that are very ignorant of, and luckily, you know, stations like WBSM that just keep at least a little bit of the people informed. But unfortunately, it just gets oversaturated with, you know, ignorant people everywhere else.
Well, I can tell you, when I registered for Selective Service at 18, which was 1996, I didn't think twice about it. I just knew that I had to do it, so I did it. I never thought, oh, my God, this is going to get me drafted. Oh, my God, This is going to force me into something against my will, because I knew, I mean, granted, this was before we had the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, but I said there's no way that this is ever going to happen again. Like you said, after right. Vietnam. So I didn't even have a second thought about it. I just did it because I was supposed to. You know what the best part about it was? When you register for Selective Service, young men, Gillette sends you a package in the mail with a razor and shaving cream and everything and saying, welcome to manhood.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it was actually like a rite of passage, like some a patriotic duty that we did.
Yeah.
At least that's how my father sold it to me. He was like, all right, so you turned 18. We're going to go register to vote. And we're going to sign up for Selective Service. This is something that you do when you become an adult, a legal adult. This is the two things that you do, the first two things. And it's one of the most important things that you'll do. And that's what I did. And I was proud to do it, actually. And, yeah, you got these yahoos out there that just, I would rather be a felon and go to jail and lose my right to vote before I ever serve this country in a draft. I was like, buddy, it's always been a felony for not signing up for Selective Service for the past 40 years, at least, if not more. So it's just absolute ignorance out there. But I thought it was funny because it was a trending topic on Twitter.
I mean, I let you know. I guess sometimes, you know, they just need something to fight about on Twitter.
Yeah, it can be like one of the best tools out there in regards to media and just a cesspool at the same time. It's just, you got to follow the right people, really, like out there. You got to find some really good informative accounts, and you can actually learn a lot on social media if you create your feed to do that. If not, you'll just stare at a feed that just makes you absolutely paranoid all day, and you'll think like there's aliens on Earth, and it has been for decades, and they're actually running the country.
Well, I mean, come on,
the hollow Earth.
Come on, we all know that part's true.
It is true. Have you seen Joe Biden? Joe Biden is a reptilian.
Now you're getting into the spooky South Coast topics here.
Yeah.
All right, I got to hold you there. Thank you for the call. You have a good day.
You got it. Bye.
Let's squeeze in another one real quick before I got to take my final break. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
So I agree with the previous caller that, you know, there is sensationalization and you know, they dramatize everything. But it's not just one way. I think that it's both sides. This country is divided, the right and the left. I think that gentleman must have been listening to Fox and saw that they would, you know, sensationalizing a topic. And then if you were to turn to the, MSNBC or CNN, you would see the same exact thing except from the other side. I think it takes a smart person to understand that we're not really getting the truth. We're being driven by the media and social media, and we're not really. I really don't believe anything either way now with AI coming out. You see something on the computer or on the television, it's really difficult. You have to ask yourself, I wonder if this is really real or it's really divided. We're already divided, but it's keeping us divided even more now. But it's not. I thought that call was just one way. I'm telling you that they both do it, and no one's innocent in this tactic.
To be fair, I mean, he was just talking about this particular situation going in that way. He's called in and talked about
that.
He's talked about
I,
things on
I
the other side
that,
before
yeah.
too.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I do agree that he was talking about that topic, but you know, it's just we're the sheep, you know, and sooner or later the people in this country are going to have to smarten up and stand up for, you know, what is truly right, as opposed to, you know, what they're being told by the government. Sooner or later, hopefully sooner than later, but hey, we'll see.
All right, you have a good day. Thank you for the call.
All right.
And I got to take one final break this hour. We'll be right back. All right. And we'll be taking more of your phone calls, your app chat messages, your open line voicemails coming up in the next hour. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, we will be joined by Jack Spillane of New Bedford Light as we will be turning on the light. Even though Jack is in semi-retired status now and he's only writing every couple of weeks for New Bedford Light, we're still going to have him in here each week to talk about the things going on in the city and to get his perspective. So we'll talk about his fantastic column on a New Bedford folk music legend. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about some of the things that have been going on in the city with the city council. We'll talk about other things. And of course, we'll take your calls with Jack. But the entire next hour is you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.